Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
Also, fuck Kid Rock.
If that one wasn't good.
You don't like the ball with the bong, the bang, the bang, biggie, diggy, 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 the bomb, the bomb, diddy, biggie?
No!
Dylan does himself while picturing you, Paul. Woof.
Shut the hell up.
What? What are you telling?
Dylan's getting angry again.
Why are you getting angry?
No, I'm not. I have no reason to be angry. I'm just messing with you.
We were so scared of getting caught, but that's...
Still scared of getting caught.
He threw a bucket of water on the audience at one point.
What is he, fucking Harlem Globetrotters?
Hi, welcome to episode 50!
Oh my god!
Whoa!
That was so loud.
I didn't think it was loud.
Hi, welcome to episode 50 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Dylan.
Wow.
Oh, Dylan, man, you're freaking loud. What the hell, man?
Hey, wait a minute. That's not fair.
What?
Nothing.
Episode 50, boys.
It is it's a milestone. It's half of 100.
Yeah, man.
We're fucking old as hell right now.
We're old as Daryl.
We're Daryl.
Wow.
Oh, but man, it's been quite the ride. 50 episodes, here we are. You know, I mean, strong. We just keep plugging along, man. We just keep rolling these freaking episodes out. I mean, it's great, man. I'm
like
glad
it's a barrel.
Yeah, man. I'm glad that we've made it this far, and I can't wait to see where we go with it, you know? Actually, I know where we're going with it.
Well, where are we going?
Well, we're going all over the place, but in 2018, I know where we're going.
Oh, where's that?
We're going back on the open waters, man.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that when it gets closer.
Will it be the second annual Jim's Barbecue Podcast cruise?
I would almost say semi-annual, because, I mean, really, annual would, you know, kind of...
That would be this year, too.
Well, no, we already went this year.
Or, no, God, it feels like it was last year already.
Well, it was the beginning of the year, but, you know, I mean, it's...
Semi-annual almost... sounds so much more official, though.
Yeah, but it's almost, I mean, we're almost going to be going like 2 years after the initial one. You know what I mean? It's what, about a year and a half or more later, you know, because it'd be, I think October is when we decided to go. And this one's January. So it's, I mean, a year and 9 months.
Actually, wait a minute. We went in 2017, right?
Yeah, it's going to be like a year and 9 months, though.
Right, but it's 2018 is when the next cruise is. So it could be the annual. It's
a
year later. It's one number increment up.
Yeah. It's nearly 2 years. It's pretty damn close.
It's too fucking long.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do something before then.
I think we got some other stuff coming up.
Yeah. Well, I know me and you'll see each other. We got Guns N' Roses, some other stuff. And
yeah, man.
Whatnot.
Well, hopefully if I got to talk to my sister about this, but hopefully we have another live show coming up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I got to talk to her. I haven't talked to her in a little while about that, see how things are going. But we might have something coming up. I don't know.
True.
Hopefully Dylan's available. Hopefully we can get Dylan back up here and we can do this live show. Otherwise, we might have to bring in our fourth member of our team that we sometimes have on.
What do you mean, Chris?
That's what I was thinking.
And we could always maybe see if...
Gonna be tricky, but we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
You know what they say, Dylan.
Tricky.
It's
tricky.
Oh, it's tricky to rock a run to rock a run. That's right on time. It's tricky. It's tricky, 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 tricky. It's tricky to rock a run to rock a run. That's right on time. It's tricky.
But even before that, I would say we have a live show. What?
Wow.
Complete gloss over.
That was a massive gloss over.
Mike was just watching the video, waiting for it to pause.
there's just nothing you could say. There's nothing you can do after that. There's nothing to follow that up, but just to kind of move on.
You could have been like, my Adidas, and then just dropped the mic and walked out.
I'm not that good. Yeah. I really am not.
He's good at glossing over, though.
Yes, he is. I was going to say, I beg to differ. You're good at some things, and that's one of them.
I see.
But, yeah, we could even see, I mean, if the Canadian correspondent can maybe head over across the bottom of his border.
Hey, now. That sounds dirty.
It is a little kinky.
But also, I mean, we might have one in June, too.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we got lots of stuff coming up.
I don't think that's going to happen, though.
It'll happen one way or another. I mean, it might be live from Dylan and Mike's hotel room again, but it'll
happen. Oh, yeah, that'll happen. I don't think the... You know what we should do? I think we should try and do a live one in front of everybody if we can get it going.
We could try.
Yeah, we'll have to see what we can get. Maybe I'll call the hotel and see what...
Maybe we could do, like, a fundraiser to send Dylan home to El Salvador. Fundraiser.
From Canada?
Do you, yeah. You know how many people would probably contribute to that?
Yeah. Just to
get fucking rid of them?
Wow, damn!
But then, I mean...
Just being honest.
But then, I mean, they never see him, and they don't know how, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you could be, oh yeah, I went, it was great. I'm true. Back in New Jersey.
In all reality, you just got a decent mic to record with.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's a good game plan. Hey, but you know what, go ahead, Jim.
It would be tough, because the restaurant's not a good spot.
Yeah, it's...
They don't have a conference room, so I don't know, it'd be a little, dare I say, tricky again.
You could. We could just set a table up out in the parking lot.
Yeah, we probably could with everybody socializing outside.
Yeah, let's just set up a table in the parking lot, and we'll.
There's no outdoor section of the restaurant.
No, you know what there is.
Yeah, you're right.
There is an outdoor section in the at the restaurant. Let's do that.
Yeah, that would be worth trying,
weather permitting.
Well, I don't know how, because the outdoor part's by the entrance and the road, but I don't know if that would be too noisy or not. But it's worth trying.
Could always I don't know, isolate the road noise out.
You know what? That's true. You're good at that isolation stuff.
Yeah. Hey, but in any event, if you want to find out what we're doing, what we're up to, where we're going, where we're headed, you can check us out at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
If you want live tweets and live pictures of where we're going and where we're headed and what we're doing and who we're doing, you can
follow us.
Hey now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, I know what you're saying, Dylan.
You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JimsBBQPod.
Watch
again,
Dylan go...
with the fucking hand motions that I do. There's no one here in this room listening to me.
Watch Dylan go cave tubing.
Oh.
We'll have to talk about that a little later. Or if, what, sorry?
I said maybe. We talk about that.
If anybody else would like to email us and you know, ask about Dylan's man cave, you can at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com or go out to www.
Oh, someone just emailed you about it.
I think they did. They must be listening. Blah, 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 blah. Yada, yada, yada. Or you could go out to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
So to say.
Yep.
Don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. To Jim's chagrin.
I wasn't trying to do it this time, just because it sounds so bad.
Whatever, sorry.
Yeah, it's really the delay on the Skype session is what affects it.
Yeah,
because I realize like you hear what I'm saying,
and then I try to match
much
up with it.
Well after when I'm saying it, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying after I'm saying it?
This is all the stupid shit that gets cut out.
Easter eggs, baby.
Oh, there's a ton of them for 49.
Yeah,
so far.
There would be.
Hot dogs in unusual places.
I feel like Joe would find this funny.
I feel like maybe I shouldn't be looking at this.
Is that in somebody's feet?
Do you not recognize what it is?
It's a six-finger sandal flip-flop. Or six-toed.
Huh. They're all hot dogs. Oh, I don't know why I find that so funny.
Have you been drinking already, Dylan?
Yeah, but not that much.
You're starting to get the giggle.
Speaking of drinking, what are you drinking, Mike?
What am I drinking? I am drinking from... What?
I asked you that question.
Dude... The ones in the package on the bus or whatever that is?
These are just bizarre, man.
Wait, what are you talking about, Jim?
The hot dogs in unusual places. Did you not scroll down?
No, I just looked at the one picture.
Oh, my God, dude, there's down, a thousand of them. There's like, I don't know if it's a bus. There's these blue chairs, and there's like two hot dog packages just sitting underneath.
Yeah.
hang on a second.
How about the chandelier? That's the profile picture. Do you see that?
Let me scroll up. Mine's not a chandelier. Oh, wait. That's pretty good.
Oh, God. Oh, wait, what the hell? Oh, this page is kind of amusing. We might have to put a link out on our Facebook page to this.
I think we need to start toting this.
Oh, my God.
Did you see the Nutella one?
Oh, my God.
How far down is the Nutella one?
Not very.
Oh, I went beyond those. Holy shit, there's some great ones here.
Dude, did you get the Nutella one yet, Dylan?
I fell off with the condoms.
I saw that. Hey, what the fuck? Oh!
Guy Fieri.
Oh shit, someone made like a pipe out of one.
The fucking watermelon.
The watermelon? It was an African mask sticking out of its mouth.
The Nutella one's right above that one. Or below it, one or the other.
Oh, how fitting. They're a sec. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's not. Oh, the bowling ball.
The beer tap one is pretty good. Did you see that one?
Beer tap?
Yeah.
I didn't get
someone stuck it. Stuck one on as a beer tap. And then for all the ladies, there's ones where a woman painted her fingernails that look like buns with hot dogs with mustard.
Hmm. Maybe we could revisit this. I think this is good.
Yeah, I mean, we should at least link it on our Facebook page, because this is kind of priceless. Oh, there's one that someone did one up to make it look like the Little Mermaid.
Oh, that's my kinda God. Kind of cave.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
A single hot dog submerged in a bathtub. That's kind of arty. A gun with a hot dog attached. Or that's supposed to be like a silencer or something.
Yeah, some of these are really good. Nice, my sister liked the picture on Facebook.
Tucked behind a windshield wiper.
What's that tapping?
Oh, I'm clicking. I'm sorry.
It's Mike's giant fingers. I just posted it on the page.
All right.
Boy. Anyway, now that we've got our giggles out about hot dogs, what are you drinking, Mike?
What am I drinking? I have Hoppin' Frog's Taurus the Tyrant, which is a triple oatmeal Russian Imperial Stout.
Damn, that's a lot of words.
Yeah. It clocks in at a 13.8%. Man, it's freaking delicious.
What's it taste? What is the flavor?
It's, well, on the label it says a triple oatmeal Russian Imperial Stout. You get notes of oatmeal, obviously, and then coffee. It's so delicious. It's rich. You get a little bit of chocolate. It's really outstanding.
They make good shit.
Yeah. Hey, Dylan, if you think that's a mouthful for a name, did you guys get any of the, what the hell was it? The Evil Twin, Imperial, Biscotti, Mexican, Break, Cake, whatever?
Oh, yeah, we did. That cake went.
Yeah. They got a ton of it up here.
We got a case of it.
Like, the store I went, I bought a bottle of it tonight. The store I went today, I think they had probably like 5 or 6 cases of it.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous.
That got really hyped up, and then it seemed to take a while for the distributor to actually sell out of it.
It was ridiculous.
So, go figure.
Yeah.
It was pretty good beer, though.
I haven't had it yet. I just picked it up this evening on my way home. But, man, the Taurus is pretty outstanding. I've been waiting for this, just to drink this one at some point. And I was like, I feel like a stout tonight, so crack that one open, and it's really nice. Highly recommend it. How about you, Dylan? What do you got in your glass tonight?
I'm drinking Lagunitas Cappuccino Stout. Pick up, you know, whenever it comes out. This is
you rhymed.
You know what's great about that one is I mean, Lagunitas.
It's fucking dirt cheap.
That's what I was going to say. Is Lagunitas? They do some outstanding beers, in particular their stouts, and they're very inexpensive.
We retail this at like $5.99. Our cost is like $4 for a bomber. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, Wegmans always has it at about $5.50.
Good deal, good beer. Definitely one of my favorite breweries. They just keep, I don't know, they just keep knocking it out of the park.
Well, I can tell that Jim is tired this evening.
I'm tired.
You don't know why?
Why?
I said the magic word and you didn't even react to it.
The magic
word. Oh.
Did you even notice it, Dylan?
I did now that you mentioned it.
I said Wegmans, and he didn't.
Oh,
I didn't even perk up or anything.
I was gonna make a comment, but you were on a flow, so.
I was just waiting. I was.
What, Wegmans?
Yeah, Wegmans.
We had a big giant debate on whether it would be Wegamaniacs or Wegmaniacs.
It's Wegmaniac.
We'll just agree to disagree.
From a grammatical point of view, it's Wegmaniac, not Wegamaniac. Wegamaniac just does sound kind of good, though.
I think Sean's right. It rolls off the tongue, whether it's grammatically correct or not. And I'm sorry, but the precedence is already there.
Because of Hulkamania?
Correct. Hulkamaniacs.
Hey, well, Jim?
Either way, I don't think you can go wrong. Yes, sir. Hey,
what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a fine-ass Breckers cream soda. Mmm, delish.
So, fine-ass Breckers cream soda, huh?
It's good shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Some of the best on earth. It's fire brewed. How can you go wrong?
You can't go wrong. Hey, Spreckers, make some shirts for Jim. He wants a shirt, man.
Shirts for Jim.
Shirts
for Jim.
We
should start a campaign. Hashtag shirts for Jim.
Yeah. Spreckers shirts for Jim. I like it. It's what we need. We need a nice cream soda shirt for Jim.
I should make a shirt that has a hashtag that says that.
Is a train rolling through? I heard a train.
No, that was Dylan burping.
I think that was just a car going by.
Oh.
Or a truck or something. I don't know. There's a lot of traffic going on tonight.
It was Dylan's neighbors.
Yeah, those fucking rednecks.
Wow.
Dude, I'm serious. Like, today I go outside. I had to move my mom's car because I was leaving before her. And they've got all their fucking cars, like, lined up on the street so I can barely, like, back out of my fucking driveway. And my mom drives an Xterra. It's a lot bigger than my Hyundai. So I'm backing it out, and I get it on the street. And, like, the one guy is just like, sorry about that. And I'm like, where the fuck am I? I swear to God, he had, like, a fucking southern redneck accent. It was crazy.
You were maybe already down in Texas.
Yeah, maybe.
Crazy, whack, funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Dylan.
It was like, it's like, what's that fucking, the West Virginia song?
In a town known as Wheeling, West Virginia.
No, not that one.
It seems like that song comes up in, like, almost every episode.
Yeah, you don't gotta be such a dick about it, Dylan.
I'm not, I don't know. But anyway, I was just like, what? These fucking guys. So, luckily I got out of there just in the nick of time.
What about that song? Meet Virginia. That one?
No, I can't remember. No, it's,
Isn't that Train?
No, that's Tom Petty, I think, isn't it?
Meet Virginia? No, I think it's Train.
No.
You know what? It might be.
I'm definitely not talking about a Train song.
Hold on. No, I just want to know who sings Meet Virginia now. Why did I say Tom Petty? That is so not Tom Petty.
How about Sweet Virginia by the Rolling Stones? Do you like that one?
It is a Train song.
Mike for the win.
What's his lyric in it?
I just remember it's like, West Virginia. I know we've talked about this before, too.
I know we have, but...
She doesn't own a dress. Her hair is always a mess.
See if it comes up in...
Virginia.
West Virginia.
That was like one of those songs like in the 90s that had those just like lyrics that like didn't make any sense.
I like Train though. They got some pretty good songs.
I hate that band.
I
hate that band. Oh, they're horrible!
You know who else you hate that's fucking classic and legendary?
Billy Joel?
Yes. Fuck off. Eat a dick.
No.
You got Leaving West Virginia, West Virginia, Ride on Nancy Hart, whatever that. Cool Camp Memories, West Virginia Wildflower, Take Me Home, Country Roads. That's probably what you're thinking.
That might be it.
Take Me Home,
Country
Roads.
Song.
Yep.
That's it. Who does that song?
That is John Denver.
Yes, thank you. John Denver Blues Trio, right?
Hey, let's rewind that.
It's John Denver
Blues Trio, right? Did it again.
I keep getting...
Let's rewind to one more time.
I just want to keep watching Jim rewind it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can see me.
Oh, God. It's so fucking hilarious.
Hey, Dylan, that was John Denver.
Oh, John Denver.
Oh, my God.
You can fucking say it.
Hey, Dylan, that was John Denver.
See, now you just got me laughing about it. John Denver. Is it the John Denver Blues something?
No, just a John Denver
song. Wait. Are you talking about like John Spencer blues explosion?
Oh, maybe I'm getting the two confused.
You might be.
Whatever. Hey,
can we go back to Train?
No, can we not?
Well, no, hold on a second. I must have had a really good memory about this song of how like fucked up the lyrics are. So I had to bring them up. So the Meet Virginia song that you referenced, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
If you catch her stealing, she won't confess.
Okay.
She's beautiful. She smokes a pack a day. Wait, that's me. But anyway.
What?
She doesn't care a thing about that. Hey, she thinks I'm beautiful. Meet Virginia.
That was 1999.
Yes. Hold on, there's more.
Number 20 on the top 100 Billboard charts.
She never compromises, loves babies and surprises. Wears high heels when she exercises. Ain't that beautiful? Meet Virginia.
That's a fucking dumbass song.
Yeah. Her daddy wrestles alligators. Mama works on carburetors.
That's kind of funny.
Her brother is a fine mediator for the president. Well, here she is again on the phone. Just like me, hates to be alone. We just like to sit at home.
Is this going to be the podcast where we just read Train lyrics?
It's all nonsense.
It's all bullshit.
Yeah, but that I started looking at this when while Jim was rewinding, and I couldn't help but.
Oh, correcting the John Denver Berber?
Yes.
I don't know why I can't say that fucking name.
Oh boy, the John Spencer Blues Explosion.
No, John Denver.
Okay. That seems a little bit easier than John Spencer Blues Explosion, but you can't say John Denver. I don't understand.
John Denver. It just gets like caught in my mouth for some reason.
John Denver.
That's not all that gets caught in your mouth.
Whoa! Know what I'm saying?
See? Something was caught in his mouth just now.
Yeah, it was John Denver.
Is he dead?
You got Denver in your mouth?
Yeah, the whole fucking city.
No, not that. Never mind. I meant John Denver. I was calling him by his last name.
So, guys, if that wasn't enough.
Yeah, really?
I think we have one of our favorite segments that we just discovered last episode, actually. I believe it might be time for some Facebook theater.
Facebook theater?
Facebook theater.
Facebook Theater 4000.
Sure. Well, you wanna sing like the MST3K song instead of making Facebook
Theater 4000. God, I love it. I just saw that's coming back.
Yeah, soon. Netflix. All right. So, are we gonna keep the same format that we did on this as last time?
I have to be the guy reading the.
Yeah, Jim reads like the initial comment.
Yeah, and then we'll jump in as other people.
Sure.
Okay. So number 11. Hail, hail. I think you guys should probably give me a voice to do it in each time.
This British.
Wow. I don't know why I immediately went to Australian, but.
Well, that's fine too. No, I just love how you're like, give us a voice.
Like, you give him a voice to do it in, and even if what he does is wrong, it'll make it that much fun.
Yeah.
I got it.
I just love that you're like, yeah, give me a voice. I'm like, oh, British. You're like, oh. Got a good cackle out of Mike.
Alright, so this one's going to be Australian. Crikey! I'm not a bloody tax service. If you want a lift, I expect money.
Wait, a tax service? What are you, like H&R Block?
Taxi service.
Are you the tax man?
No. Alright, I'll read it again. Crikey! I'm not a bloody taxi service. If you want a lift, I expect money.
That would make you a taxi service.
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, all right, Mike can read this one.
Oh, like I do the response?
Yeah.
True love.
All right. You just want to make up a voice as you do them? You can do them whatever.
I'm just trying to think of a British voice.
You don't have to be British.
It makes my heart smile when you two ugly people find each other and fall in love.
So who's the lucky guy? Waka waka.
All right, 13. Coming right up.
Oh, wait, hold on. This is Dylan, you're going to do this one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just alternate if there's just, like, one response.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. David, my Olympic condoms have finally arrived. I think I wear gold tonight with Shan.
Maybe you can wear silver instead and come second for a change. Ooh! That's a good one.
That is pretty good. All right, number 14, sibling rivalry.
Oh, this is it's Mike and Sean.
Well, maybe it's not always about trying to fix something broken. Maybe it's about starting over and creating something better.
That's why you have a younger brother.
I see what you did there.
What? What's that, Jim?
I see what you did there.
What did I do?
Not you, the person. The younger brother.
Oh, I thought I did like a voice like you're like, oh, I know what you did there.
No. Oh, this one's one of my favorite ones. All right, so we got to give
no
a little
real comment. There's no comment here, really.
Okay, so basically the post is a pie chart. And the title of the pie chart is People Who Think I'm Attractive. And the color is solid blue. And the legend for it, for solid blue, is my mom.
But then the comment that the person makes about it is
true.
True, yes.
So.
And then the response is, and that's not true, and you know it.
And the person that made the original post responds, thanks, Mom. I love that one.
Is that what you said to your mom before, Jim?
No. She was in here talking crazy.
These are all a lot of shit. These are all like one-off comments.
That's okay. I think some of them are playing out pretty well.
Alrighty. This is something I would completely do. And this Dylan's got to read this one because this will be a total response from Dylan.
Alright, go ahead, Dylan.
Alright, so number 16, DOA. Completely lost my patience for the day. And patience is spelled PAITENTS.
You know what's funny?
Did I say I said IT? Alright, so it's PATIENTS. Like patience is in like hospital patients.
Not patience, like you need a little patience.
Just a little patience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So the response is bad doctor, but it's hilarious because as Jim said, this would have been some Sargy response for me, and I already gave him a Sargy response because he couldn't fucking spell the initial word right.
That's what I said, I needed to read him.
I thought it was more of like an admonishment, though, Dylan. Like, it was like, oh, bad doctor, shame on you.
No. Alrighty.
Alright, Jim.
I can totally see Mike saying this one, too. So, that escalated quickly. Jesse says...
This is number 17.
Yeah, oh, sorry, 17. It takes a minute to get a crush on someone, an hour to like someone, a day to love someone, but it takes a lifetime to forget someone.
And then Mary responds, once my mom forgot me in a parking lot. She kind of almost did one time.
Oh... Too funny.
Well, that was because she had chopped off her finger in a door, right?
No. That was my mom, but this was a different instance actually that I said that. Actually, she would often back when I was a kid, and we would she would drop my sister and me off. And this is maybe speaks to like the cruelty of my sister. And we were like in grade school, and she would drop us off for like religious education class.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah. And she would go shopping like to like Kmart or wherever, or maybe sometimes even the grocery store while we were at the class. And the class was only like an hour, and it was like on a Saturday morning. So she would go do some shopping or whatever and then come back to pick us up. Well, she wasn't always exactly there right at the hour. She would sometimes be late, and like gloriously late, like by like 20, 25, 30 minutes. And my sister, being the older child, would often go, I think she forgot us. I think we might have to walk home. And it wasn't like close to our house. It was, you know, probably, you know, by driving, it was probably about a 10 to 15 minute drive away.
So it's like a good hour hike.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, she would always, anytime mom would forget us, you know, or be running late from the store, she'd, I think she forgot us. You know, she'd always try and pull that shit and kind of get me upset because, you know, as a little kid, I wouldn't, you know, think, oh, she's just running late.
You know? You were a little kid?
Yeah, man. I was like your height when I was a little kid.
That's gargantuan.
I know, that was the joke, Bill.
I don't get it, Mike.
Oh, bother. All right.
Ready to do this thing? You going to
do the next one? Yeah.
All righty. Number 18. Amen. If you think that everyone has left you, look to your life. Jesus. If you think that everyone has left you, look to your left, then over to your right. On one side, you'll see your family. On the other, you will see God.
I see a bookshelf and a door. Am I doing it wrong? That's something I would
say. I was just going to say that, too. I was going
to say, Dylan responded exactly as Dylan.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you unscramble the picture of that profile picture, it would actually be Dylan.
Kind of looks like one of his old profile pictures.
It kind of looks like the current one.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
This one's all Dylan just by the title. 19, bottoms up. Guy says, excuse me, officer. I make milk. What's your superpower?
I can turn alcohol into regret. I'm Dylan.
Oh my god, this one is so
Dylan. Oh, there's a grammar one.
Yeah, this is so Dylan too. Dylan, Teresa. Number 20, grammar matters. And I'm going to read this exactly how it's written out on here. Wake up, eat poop, school, eat, school poop, running, work, eat poop, sleep, my next 4 days.
Seriously, dude, commas. I read that as you wake up and eat poop.
Another classic Dylan comma.
Wake up, eat poop, school, poop, running, work, eat poop. He eats poop twice in this.
That's why I said it would be a classic Dylan or Teresa.
That's an Edelston Ease post right there.
Definitely. 100%. No denial.
These are still pretty funny.
Facebook Theater.
Brought to you by Facebook Theater.
Facebook Theater brought by Facebook Theater?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Who was that guy? Was it Masterpiece Theater? Remember that guy be sitting in his lounge coat?
Masterpiece Theater.
He's talking about, but I don't know why we would be brought to, but why it would be brought to.
Remember, he used to always go, itself. Welcome to Masterpiece Theater.
It's like the adaptations of like Shakespeare and whatnot.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be like brought to you by, say, like Massengill or something? Or
whoa, why was Massengill the first thing out of your mouth?
Who was it? Because there's been like a fuck ton of people.
I don't know. The dude that wore the packet.
Was it this guy, Alistair Cook?
I don't know. I'd have to see a picture.
He was well known in the U.S. as the host of PBS Masterpiece Theater from 1971 to 1992.
That's probably him.
And then there was Russell Baker. And then, oh, look at this. And then it was hosted by Gillian Anderson, Alan Cumming, Matthew Good, Laura Linney, and then David Tennant.
That's cool. I didn't know I had that much of a history. Who knew?
You see Yoda.
Yoda?
Speaking of Yoda. Oh, we have some Star Wars stuff to talk about.
Star Wars news.
Oh, what a great segment.
Yeah. So I just saw before we started recording, apparently they've started in on Han Solo.
Han?
Yeah.
That's what rumor says. Yeah, dude, it's going to be sweet.
It looks like it's going to be sweet.
So wait, who's directing it?
Me.
Oh, Jim Edelston. He probably isn't the scriptwriter, though.
No, somebody gave it to me. I casted Mike in there, though.
Am I going to play Lando Calrissian?
No, he's the Wookiee.
It's being directed by the guys who did the Lego movie and the 21 Jump Street films.
Dude, those 21 Jump Streets were pretty good.
I heard the Lego movie was actually pretty good.
The Lego movie? Yeah, it was pretty good. I'm thinking about the Batman one that's out right now, but
I kind of want to see that. I heard it's really good.
Everybody I've heard from that's seen it said it's really good.
Woody Harrelson is in this.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just reading up about, you went, going back to the Lego movie, I was just reading up on it that it did really well, like at the box office. By all accounts, everybody's really enjoyed it. But man, yeah, they just started production on this thing February 20th.
Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, no replacement to Danny Glover, though.
No.
Thandie Newton's in it.
I like Thandie Newton.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge, I don't know who that is. And Junis Sutamo as Chewbacca.
He's a basketball player.
Is he?
Oh, he was the body double for Chewbacca in Force Awakens.
Oh, sweet.
Mm. I didn't know that.
Actually, it looks like Lawrence and John Kasdan wrote the script.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Well, that makes me feel good. The Kasdan guys are pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested. I mean, I think they did, like we've talked about before, I think they did a really good job with Rogue One. I'd be excited to see how they do with the Han Solo story.
Yeah.
There's still Rogue One haters out there. Each to their own, but I thought it was a really good movie.
I agree, man. Right so there
May,
with you.
May 25th of next year, the Han Solo movie's coming out.
Oh, maybe that'll come out the same weekend as Dark Lord.
You probably won't go to that one either.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, well, I don't know. I still might go to this one.
I think you should.
I think I should, too. But, you know.
What did I just see? Speaking of Rogue One, I was looking on that Facebook page that I found that article on. It's coming out on Blu-ray and digital, like, I say in April or May or something.
Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
Get it? Ray?
Yeah.
Blu-ray?
Yeah, well, it's coming out soon. I can't find it now. I swear I just saw the fucking article and now I can't find it. I should have written down the date. I'm pissed off. So, don't you hate that when you can't find something? Like, you just saw it and then you can't find it.
So, I don't really understand it. Okay, so, you know how Disney has been, like, basically remaking all their movies, but, like, live action or CGI?
Yeah.
I don't really get it.
I think it's, one, because they can, and two, I like, just like the Marvel movies and all kind of stuff they're doing now, the technology wasn't there to be able to kind of do these movies before.
But isn't that kind of what made those movies great in the first place?
But each of them tell a difference. Like, did you see Maleficent? Or was it Maleficent?
Yeah, Maleficent.
I thought that was great. My niece loved it. We went with her.
I'm not really, like, counting that. I was talking more like the Jungle Book. And,
oh, like actually redoing the cartoons that they've made.
Yeah, like there's the Jungle Book and the Peach Dragon and what else?
Well, Peach Dragon wasn't a cartoon. Well, Pete was, but.
Beauty and the Beast is coming out.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast. There's definitely been a go. But, like, why are you remaking The Lion King?
Is live action?
No, it's a CGI-created live-action remake.
Ish. Why?
But it's not like they're not putting people in it. They're still having, like Donald Glover is the voice of Simba, and James Earl Jones is reprising the role of Mufasa. But, like, why? Like, what's the point?
It makes no sense.
Like, I don't understand why this is, you know, a thing that's happening.
It's all about the money.
Well, obviously. But it's just like, well, why would you remake The Lion King? It was so classic in its right. I don't know.
Because you can, Dylan. Because
they can. I can't. I don't have that kind of money.
Oh, that's true, but.
And even if I did, I wouldn't waste my time remaking The Lion King.
Hmm. It seemed to be pretty popular.
I don't know. Go figure. Oh my god. Some dude put a bike out on the street and tied it to a ramp, and then he tied like a really small string to the wheel, and people are riding away. This is awesome.
What?
Here, just watch the video. Watch the video.
Oh, I thought you meant for real. Like right now going on outside your house.
This is like, no. This is a real thing that's happening
though. Hey, so April 4th, you can get Rogue One.
Yes.
Blu-ray.
And I'll be at, whatchamacallit, 2, Star Wars Celebration.
What?
That's awesome. This is a fucking hilarious video.
Oh, shit. So he put the bike on a string and those guys didn't notice it?
No.
So they got so far and then it pulled back on the bike.
Yeah, I've seen this before.
That's fucking brilliant.
Jesus Christ.
That's a good That's, time.
Oh my God. Wow. Huh.
Anyway, that was a quick little divergence there.
Is that a movie too?
What?
Isn't Divergence a movie too?
It is.
It is.
In a world where paths diverge. That's all I got.
Thought you were on a roll for a second.
There's nothing after that. It was just where paths diverge. There's divergence.
Boom.
Jim and Dylan seem like they're living parallel lives. Then all of a sudden, something takes them and diverts them into unparalleled lives. Divergence. Kevin Smith.
Should we answer some questions?
All right. So every now and then, we kind of veer off of the insecurities and we get these, I don't know what you would call them, like a Facebook quiz, Facebook survey type thing. And lately, Liz has provided us with some material from these. So I figured maybe we would go through these. We can maybe do them like in a quick answer format. And they'll kind of just they'll take over insecurities for a little bit, you know?
Right on.
Yeah. So without further ado, but Liz's insecurities.
We should have her do a fucking intro for these.
Yeah, really.
Should I call her in?
You should.
Yeah, she could like sing something.
Oh. Let me see if I can put her on the spot. I'm sure she'll love that.
Yeah, sure she will.
Yeah. Hang on.
What?
Hang
on a second. What are you guys doing?
Hey Liz! Get in here! She's like, why are you talking to me?
Like, aren't you potting?
Go be on your podcast with your men.
You can kind of hear him out there. It sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher. Womp, 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 womp.
It kind of does. Mike's like, she said fuck off.
So I got a pretty definite no.
Nice.
That's okay. We still love you, Liz.
I kind of figured that might be the case as far as her answer. And she loves you guys, but she wasn't going to get out of bed. She's reading right now.
So. Oh, well, she's in bed, dude.
Well, it's no, she's in bed reading, which is like her comfort zone type deal, you know?
She's like, Mike.
Like reading. Hello.
Reading. Goodbye.
Yep.
See you later.
So I guess
we'll just stick with the soft rock version as yeah. Mike was kind of doing.
Yeah. So we'll just jump into these. Question number one: what was the last thing you put in your mouth?
Beer.
Chicken.
I'm gonna say chili.
Then say it.
Chili.
Okay. Cool.
Dylan just didn't want to say that the last thing he put in his mouth was his own cock.
Or John Denver.
Or John Denver, yeah.
John Denver.
Question number two. Can you play a musical instrument?
No.
The jaw harp.
No. Well, you know what? I could play piano at one point. I don't know if I could at this point. That goes back a few years, but no, nah, I'll say no. Question number three. How late did you stay up last night and why?
I was up till 11 o'clock because I needed to get up at 6 o'clock today.
Jim?
I believe it was 10 o'clock, but not sure what time I fell asleep.
I was 9:45. I was in bed, and I think I was asleep by probably about 10:15, 10:30, somewhere around there.
You were like...
I don't even remember. I was so tired yesterday.
I kind of like that. Tired? I kind of like that stretch of time when you're just... fucking yawning. When you're just kind of in bed and getting comfortable for like the first like 15, 20 minutes because you're kind of conscious of it. It's nice.
I felt that we've asked this question before, but I'll ask it again. Question number four. If you could move somewhere else, would you?
Yes.
Yes. But maybe within the same state.
Where would you move to?
Virgin Islands.
Ooh. Jim, could I move with you?
Yes.
Ooh. Would we just open up like I don't know, like something on like a beach and
a t-shirt shop?
We would open up.
Could we sell beverages or something?
We would open up Jim's Barbecue.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yep. We already have a logo.
Could you maybe come up with like a jerk sauce?
Yeah.
You like that idea?
No, son.
Would you possibly eat all of our profits?
I think you would eat all your products, not
profits. Oh. Well, that too. I mean, like, I think that goes without saying. You'd be our best customer, huh?
I would think that we would have to hire that guy from the island or from the beach that made the jerk wings. That would be a must.
Yeah. You think you could get him away from that other place?
I'm pretty safe to say that I think I could. I could tempt them.
So if it was just me and you moving there, I mean, obviously I'd bring Liz with me. And we use the logo for the Jim's Barbecue logo. Mm-hmm. Would you have to replace? Would you have to replace Dylan's head with like that guy?
If it was contingent upon him working there, yeah. I mean, gotta do what you gotta do.
Wait, I'm not allowed to come?
Well, I mean, if it was.
You didn't ask.
You just said you were going to be in New Jersey. You were just going to stay in the same state.
Well,
so.
No, I
just. Oh, the story's changing.
Yeah.
Hold on. I didn't give this a full thought. Hold on, guys. You're moving somewhere nice.
Yeah. Oh, actually,
hey,
I mean.
Hey, man, this podcast is a full package for three people.
I mean, if you think about it, though, I mean, if we went there and we got that guy, we'd have to go to, it was St. Thomas, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
So we'd have to live on St. Thomas, so I guess that picks where we'd live.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, we could, I mean, St. John is close.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a ferry that takes people across from St. Thomas to St. John, so maybe.
That would be Dylan's job.
Really?
No, that would be Dylan's job to ride the ferry.
The ferry driver?
Yes.
I can think of worse.
That'd be perfect for you.
But maybe, I mean,
Captain Dylan.
We could go where the food is needed. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true.
Like you could find the beach that doesn't have a nice barbecue shack,
right?
And then set up that beach.
Dylan could be the little William, wasn't it? Wasn't that dude's name? We were like William.
Oh, the runner.
Yeah, hey William, I'd like to have some wings. All right, man, got it.
Oh, I thought you were. Man, I didn't realize you're going that route. For a second, I thought you were going like Fantasy Island style, and he would just be going to plane.
On fucking what's his name?
Tattoo.
What's that dude's name?
Tattoo.
No, what's the actor's name?
Oh fuck, I don't know.
What's his name?
But okay, so he would be William, the runner of the food, like the food and the beverages and everything. I can dig that.
Oh, Hervey Villachase.
Okay.
That's so funny.
All right. So Dylan initially was saying, no, I'll stay in New Jersey. But all of a sudden, he's on board with our St. Thomas plan, huh?
I think so.
I'm down with it.
You really fell in love with that whole
Caribbean
lifestyle, didn't you?
Yeah. I told you guys, man. I started looking at properties and everything. It's not expensive to live there, man.
Nah, it's just making money while you're down there, right?
There's the rub.
You know, I found... the first time Liz and I went to Cokie Beach, there was a woman that waited on us. She was our William for the day, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And she was from North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she moved down there, and that was the job that she had. I didn't see her there then, or this last time we went. But, you know, she was just down there, you know, waiting on guests and, you know. Probably enjoying it. I mean, the limited time we talked with her, she was like, yeah, this is beautiful. This is what this is my life every day.
That's what I was just going to say. I mean, ultimately, if I could survive and sustain by doing that, like say if I, for whatever reason, they had riffs at work and I was on the list and I got cut and, you know, I looked for a job for 4 months and I didn't find anything. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go to St. Thomas and fucking be William for 6 months or something like that.
Hey Dylan. I gotta tell you what I'm laughing at.
What are you laughing at?
Watching Jim fondle this remote.
I keep forgetting you can see me.
I wasn't watching you, and then all of a sudden, like, I kept hearing clicking noises.
Sorry.
And I look up, and I realize he just keeps unclipping the battery cover and then putting it back in over and over again.
It's like it's a nervous tick.
So I got a nervous tick for you.
But I didn't want to say anything. I just wanted to watch him do it for about 30 seconds, and then I had to say something.
Hey, listen, you know what happened, though? If Jim was the abusive owner towards me,
yeah,
I would just start posting pictures of him getting out of the water, and I'll be like, this fucking beached whale over here.
Oh, dude, if I lived on an island, I'd probably be skinny as fuck.
Just post a picture of him with the sauce all over.
I'll be like, he doesn't look like this all the time.
This is how he makes the sauce, and just show the picture with the sauce, like, dripping down his fingers and hands and everything.
Dude, think about how active you would be there, though. I would never be indoors. I would never sit still. It's fucking paradise, man. Why would you ever not be out doing something?
You would find a reason to be inside. Yeah,
you get tired after a while.
I don't know, dude. I could be at the beach every day, man.
So, like, if we didn't move with you and you moved down there, like, when we come to visit, would you give us some, like, good deals and shit?
Oh, for sure. 10% more.
10% more? Wow. Right. That's where we rate.
Why would you just come down and... you wouldn't stay with me?
If we come down to visit.
Oh, okay. You made it sound like you'd stay, like, somewhere else.
Maybe.
Like, you just passed through, like, a port of call.
Well, I mean, yeah, if we went on a cruise. But, I mean, maybe we would just stay, like, a week down in St. Thomas with you.
Yeah, like, if I was, like, 3 blocks away from Cokie Beach and you could just walk there in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, seriously, man, that place, I don't know. It just, it's weird because, fuck, I keep picking up this remote. I don't want to say depressing or bummed about it or anything. But, like, being there and on the cruise and going to those places and coming back here just makes you realize how much fucking nicer other places are.
Yeah.
Not that like, you know, the streets were paved in gold nicer like that. Just, like I said, it's like paradise, man.
Yeah, but then you consider that, and I mean, you kind of alluded to it, is that the beach that we were at was absolutely gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's a slice of paradise. But then you consider the roads that we took to get there. And if you were looking out that vehicle while we were driving there, you saw how some of those people actually live, and you're just like, you're trying to put some money back into that economy, but then you wonder, where's that money going if those people are living like that?
Oh, very true. That's why I said I think I like San Juan better.
To a point, yeah, but then, I mean, as you get further out, I'm sure there's some poverty. Because, I mean,
everywhere has it. And I don't think they're exclusive.
I mean, San Juan is, old San Juan, where we were especially, is a city through and through.
Mm-hmm.
There's parts of that I really liked, and there are parts of it that I thought were really cool. But we were really in, like, the touristy area. If you looked off, like, off the ship and, like, to the, like, you could see the downtown area of actually San Juan, like, off the side of the ship that was on the side where our balconies were. If you looked out and away from there, You saw the entire city, the actual city, and that part you wonder, okay, what's going on over there? Because you didn't really experience San Juan. You experienced old San Juan, which is
entirely
that touristy part. Yeah.
And we were, I mean, and honestly, I mean, you know, to my fascination, it's not like you really got, to your point, you don't get to see much of it. We were there for, what, 6 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean you're
it's enough time to fall in love with it, but... You know, not to really experience it or see it, but did I tell you guys about talking to the guy at the bamboo place?
The bamboo place, no.
So I was talking to him, and
well, where was this?
In San Juan.
Oh, in San Juan. Okay.
So I started talking to him. We talked for, I don't know, 15-20 minutes, and you know, I was like, you know, how long have you lived here? And he's like, I lived here almost my whole life, but you know, I moved to Miami for a few years and came back. Blah 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 blah. And I'm like, you know, what do you like better? And he's like, I came back here family. He goes, but I like living in Miami. And I was like, it's got to be pretty expensive to live here. And he goes, if you lived here, he goes, within like right in here, he goes, you're spending probably $1,300 to $1,700 a month for an apartment. And I'm like, well, where do you live at? He goes, I live less than 5 minutes away from here, drive. And he said, I pay $350 a month for a 2-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? And he goes, no. And he goes, don't get me wrong. He goes, it's not, he goes, it's no, you know, five-star establishment. He goes, it's a nice place. He goes, you know, that's how it is here. He goes, you don't live here? He goes, 5 minutes away? He goes, even for $500, you can live in an immaculate place for $500 a month.
Sure. Yeah, that's where, you know, how far the dollar goes, you know what I mean?
Right. And but, then I was like, well, how much is tax and stuff here? Tax is 11.5%, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty brutal, but
yeah.
Again, I don't know. I guess that would be the nice part about having family or friends still here. Not that it's, you know, another planet away. But like I said, I could see myself going there for 6 months and then, you know, living on the beach and then coming back home for 2 months, 3 months, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of interesting. I mean, what we saw of the areas that we went to and,
yeah, I just, everything. I mean, and you're right. I'm sure there are areas that aren't as great, and every place has their problems. But I don't know, man. Just if it was affordable and, you know, you could pull it off and live in a nicer place, I think it'd be worth it.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to go to the next question?
That was a long-ass answer.
It was. It was good, man. I like the dialogue, you know? That's what we're all about here over on Jim's BBQ Podcast, aren't we?
That's all we're all about, eh?
Yeah. That's all we do is we just chat about whatever the fuck we want to talk about, right?
And I got the fucking remote again.
Well, let's go on to question five before Jim does something really naughty with that remote.
Dylan. Night MVP kit.
Good night, good night. MVP kit. We'll That's have you Mary on someday.
That's Mary Lou.
Good night, Mary Lou.
Good night, Mary Lou.
Goodbye, her.
Hello, Mary Lou.
I just wanted to get Jim to start something.
Goodbye, her. Super Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
Question number five. You almost sing that like almost every episode, so it's not stunning anymore.
I know, but you're just like, so question number five.
Question number five. Do you believe exes can be friends?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so out of the dating game that, fuck, I guess, yeah, sure. But I don't know.
I guess it's how things developed or ended, I guess, but I mean, as long as, you know, you're not a sergeant, they're not a sergeant, there's no reason not to be.
True. Question number six. I know what Jim's answer is going to be to this question. How do you feel about Dr. Pepper?
23 unique flavors. What else is there to say?
Are you busy playing Candy Crush?
No, I'm looking at something real quick.
Because I figured that question, if anything, it would get a great answer out of Jim, and it got nothing, really, except for 23 unique flavors.
I didn't want to steal it with all the thunder. Dylan started saying something, too. But it's fucking great. That's my second favorite drink next to Sprecher's Cream Soda. Sprecher's made a Dr. Pepper. Watch the fuck out.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Your head would explode, I think.
I think I'd fucking have a fucking soda-gasm.
Like a conniption.
You would buy cases of that and take it down to St. Thomas with you.
I would. I'd open up my own Sprecher's in St. Thomas.
Like a Sprecher's soda shop. Yeah, I could see you doing that.
I'd have a franchise. Or better yet, I should try mixing some Dr. Pepper with cream soda, see how it tastes.
Maybe.
24 unique flavors. Mind-blowing right there.
Dylan, how do you feel about Dr. Pepper?
I dig it. It was one of the reasons I used to actually enjoy going to Chili's so much. They were the only place I knew where you could get Dr. Pepper. Mm. Everyone else never had Dr. Pepper.
Everybody fucking has it now, dude. Everybody.
Yeah, now they do.
I feel like it tastes just like Diet Dr. Pepper.
I hate Diet Pop.
I don't drink pop at all, really. So
I can drink Diet Dr. Pepper. And I notice the difference, but it's not completely noticeable.
Yeah, I really don't drink pop all that much, so.
One sec.
I'm kind of indifferent.
I don't really either. I mostly, like, cut it out of my diet. But there are certain days where I, you know, I get a hankering.
Yeah. I mean, when I'm traveling for work, I'll get soda, you know, like at like a fast food restaurant or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, I'm normally soda free, especially at home. All right. We're going to do one more question here on insecurities.
Let's do it.
Number seven. Can you live a day without TV?
Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I've done it multiple times.
I figured that would be your answer, Dylan, especially based on, last time in the last episode, how you, what your favorite TV channel was, and you said you don't really have one, so I wasn't surprised at that. I kind of watch a lot of television. I think I could. I mean, I did on the cruise.
Yeah,
I think I could.
Now, if you ask me,
I'd be occupied though.
Well, I was just gonna say, if you ask me if I could live without internet for a day, I probably could for a day, but I don't know much more past that.
Yeah, I mean, I think not so much on this cruise, but on the previous one, I definitely lived without internet. I did watch a little bit more television than I intended to on the last one, but like the one prior to the one we were on. But I think I could probably do both. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it for our Liz's insecurity questions for this evening. Yeah, I think that's a good stopping point on those. What do you think?
I think so.
Can always pick up where we left off.
Yeah, man. So I think we're ready for episode 50's Sarge segment, Jim.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
So we're ready for Sarge of the Week.
Wow. We got a pretty epic Sarge intro for episode 50.
Well, kind of started sounding like a horn, so I went with it.
You were suggesting that we have a pretty epic Sarge story ahead of us, so maybe I'll just do mine real quick.
Yeah, go for it, Dylan.
So, it's not even like that Sargy, but like, you know, I shared it with you guys earlier, but basically, and it's not even that Sargy. It just kind of made me laugh. Is that we got a beer delivery at work today from a company that we normally get deliveries from on Thursday, and I look at the invoice, and it just very clearly says, please deliver on Thursday.
And just for our listeners, even though this episode won't come out on the day we recorded it on, it's today's Wednesday.
Yeah, today is a Wednesday. So the driver is just like, you wanna send it back, you can. And I just said, no, just bring it in. You're fucking here. Just bring it in, whatever. But I was just like, this clearly says, please deliver on Thursday.
You know what, though, Dylan? I think maybe you might be the Sarge, because most people are excited when a delivery comes early.
Hmm.
I don't know. My boss is weird that way, where I just like showed it to him. Like he you know, if like, cause he likes to keep it. It's pretty like, it's fairly like regimented. It's like, this comes this day, this comes this day, this comes this day. And like, you know, we're not a big fan of surprises. We like to try to keep things organized. So it's just like, oh, you're getting three beer deliveries today. Luckily none of them were that big. So
right.
I don't know. It just kind of made me laugh. You know, it's like, there's a joke in Mystery Science, in an episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000 where, In this fucking movie, this kid like opens up this crinkled up like ancient map to go somewhere, and one of the guys just goes, "It says do not wrinkle." And I always think back to that joke where it's just like, you know, don't do the obvious thing that the thing tells you not to do. It's like, do not enter. Well, I'm gonna walk in here. Do not feed the alligators in the pond. I'm gonna feed the alligators in the pond, and then my hand's gone.
Mm. Why would your hand be gone?
Because he fed the alligators.
Mm.
You know, just like...
Oh, no.
Just like those roaches.
Oh.
Dude, I still think back to that bit on the ship, and that is so fucking funny.
Your party roaches?
Yeah.
So, all right. Jim or Mike, you guys, one of you guys up for your Sarge of the Week?
I'm curious to hear Jim's, actually.
Oh, yeah, because he kind of threatened us.
Yeah.
I didn't threaten.
Well, he said it wasn't you, though. So,
Dylan tried blaming himself. He's like, obviously, it's me. I'm like,
I just
assume. You know what happens when you assume?
I felt, in all honesty, I may have been a little bit sargy about something you put up about hats earlier in the week. So I was fearing it was maybe about that.
It's not about that, but I will give you a hint. It is you.
Oh boy, what did I do now?
So, loyal listeners and first-time callers, it's no secret that, you know, I like hockey jerseys and all that jazz. GrinderJerseys.com. But, you know, I've been working on trying to get the Jim's Barbecue jersey done.
I know where this is.
It's getting there, okay? So me and Mike had this idea probably 8 months ago that we were going to redo, like, the old-style CCM logo that we kind of redid into the Vashel logo, like, on the back of the jerseys, kind of like the back tag, into Sarge and put that on the jerseys. And we're like, we're going to do it as an honor, like homage to Dylan, and it'll be a surprise. We're not even going to tell him. So Jeff Quigley posted it.
Oh, because I have Sarge like as my name tag on one of my jerseys? Or just because I'm a Sarge?
No. The tag on the back were Bashaw.
No, I understand. And you weren't going to tell me, but you said it was an homage to me.
Yeah, because of the whole Sarge thing. Just the whole Sarge.
Just how like I brought it into the loop and everything.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
It's a nod to you, like, you know.
It was going to kind of be like a little bit of like a Easter egg, if you will, on the jersey. Right.
So,
it's like you guys actually like me or something.
Don't get too far ahead of yourself. So, there was a back and forth with me and Mike Driscoll and Jeff Quigley yesterday, and Jeff kind of posted it, and I'm like, oh man, I hope Dylan doesn't see it, because he's been, you know, paying attention to Twitter and whatever else. And you never said anything.
Now, admittedly, I did sort of bring it upon myself, because I called Quigley out as a joke.
Right. But I'm like, oh, phew, Dylan didn't see it. So I'm like, all right. And you never said anything. So I'm like, cool, coast is clear. So I sent the picture to Mike in a separate IM to Mike, I himself. And then this morning, Mike goes, so, Jim, why'd you send just that Sarge logo to me?
Man, you know what's funny? I totally saw it, but I totally thought it was just something Quigley cooked up on the spot.
So that's why.
So if I had just kept on going, like thinking that was that, you guys would have been in the green.
Oh God, you want to know what though, Jim? I'm probably a Sarge doubly so, because I totally forgot all about like surprising Dylan with that and everything.
Well, I kind of figured you did, but your comment, you commented to me on social media what every typical guy does. It's like, you know, you'll be out somewhere or whatever, and like your woman will kick you underneath the table, and you'll be like, you know, and she's trying to make you look at like this guy that has a mohawk across the room or whatever, and you'll be like, why'd you kick me? You know, it's that kind of thing. It's like I sent it to you to so you could see it, and you're like, so Jim, why did you send that to just me? drawing more attention to it.
Well, you know, the thing is I thought maybe you just hit the wrong name or something like that. I wasn't even thinking about that maybe honestly, like I thought maybe you hit the wrong name or something like that, and that you meant to send it to the Jim's chat. And for some reason, you just hit me, because the thought was, oh, Dylan would want to see this, and totally slipping my mind that all that stuff that you brought up, that usually I'm the one who remembers all that detail like that, and I don't remember anything about
that. Well, exactly, and I almost sent it to you and then said, shh, don't tell Dylan, like joking around, like wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
You totally should have.
Well, I never dreamed, like you said, you're the one that always remembers everything. I ask you things like five times.
Yeah.
And you're like, so
you know how like detail oriented I am. And
exactly. And then you're like, said that. And I'm like, oh, no.
But that's why I'm laughing so much at it. Because it's usually, yeah, I mean, it's totally deserved it. I mean, while you were telling this whole story, I mean, I'm laughing because now I remember back when you were, you know, we were discussing that. I mean, I don't even know how long ago that was, but I remember talking with you about it and going, oh yeah, that's beautiful, you know, or whatever I said, you know, I remember the discussion.
Yeah. At least 8 months, dude. I mean it.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Man, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all good. But I just, when you did that, I was like classic guy move. I was like, he's my Sarge.
Surprise, Dylan.
You know what? I'm not going to hold it against you, Mike.
That's not what you said while you were holding it against him.
Oh.
Ooh.
Nah, I'm not going to hold it against you, but fuck you, Mike.
Nice.
Oh.
Nah, I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm not that upset. I'm a bit flattered, if anything.
Better be, damn it.
Hey, I'm just excited to get our fucking...
Hey, wait, jerseys. Hold on. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. What is that for, Jim?
What?
The logo. Can we talk about those?
The Sarge?
Yeah, the Sarge logo. What are we having done?
Oh, our hockey jerseys.
Yeah.
We've got one more piece to do, and I actually talked quickly about it yesterday. I got to send them the circle graphics that we were talking about before with, like, Fresh from the Grill or whatever.
Yeah.
And he said he should have the time to do it up here pretty soon. So I think we might be able to get them done by might be able to get them done by Brantford time, boys.
Woo!
By June. Ooh.
Might be close, but we're gonna try.
You know, for all those faithful listeners, maybe we might actually have some like shirts or something you can eventually purchase.
Faux show. I know Henry already wants a friggin' jersey.
A jersey? Not just a shirt, but a jersey.
Yep.
Nice. Speaking of Henry, did he like the whole let's talk about an M baby?
Oh, yeah.
Or did we already talk about that?
No, no. Well, I kind of IM'd you guys that said he was listening to it, and he got a kick out of it all. But
I'm sure he did.
Wait till he hears the newest episode that I put up tonight or tomorrow, where he's my Sarge of the Week. I already kind of alluded to it to him, and he's like, oh, I'm going to Sarge of the Week, ain't I? And I'm like, I didn't say that.
All right, boys. Well, I got a Sarge this week, which is a rarity, I think. I don't really call too many people, places, things out, do I?
No, not really.
Well, I got one, and I'm going to weave a little bit of a tale. And Jim, you'll know a little bit about this because of our plans to go see Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
So the whole thing about us going to see Guns N' Roses was I was always hesitant to say that we could go, right? And the reason why I was hesitant to say that we could go was because of the Peach Music Festival.
Mm-hmm.
I can still go see Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
So I heard your gasp. Don't worry about that. I can go see Guns N' Roses.
Sean can't.
Sean can still go see Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
The Peach Music Festival and their ticketing vendor are my Sarge of the Week.
Ah.
And I'll weave a tale for you. They finally, about 2 months after they normally put tickets on sale, finally put tickets on sale. Do you recall when you bought those Guns N' Roses tickets when I told you that when tickets for Peach go on sale?
I bought those tickets like 4 months ago, didn't I?
I think it was pretty damn near that. Because I always told you, I'll know about Peach about the week of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
For those not keeping track, it is February 22nd. Let's think about that a little bit, shall we?
Let's.
That's 2 months ago. Peach Fest tickets just went on sale this, like, today. So, the Peach Fest, for those uninitiated, is a hippie band music festival, jam band music festival, originally curated by the Allman Brothers. I mean, it's all sorts. They get all sorts of bands, like Grateful Dead related bands, blues bands, all sorts of things. I mean, it's just a hodgepodge of amazing music. I know someone who doesn't listen to the podcast, Frank Number Three, he would like it because Trey Anastasio plays there.
Mm.
Trey plays for Fish, Jim, in case you didn't know.
I actually knew that.
Oh, listen to Dylan.
Fish?
Yeah, Fish.
Fish.
Okay, so in any event, their tickets go on sale today at noon, right? And the way they do it is they do a what's called a blind faith ticket sale just to kick off the on sale right at noon today. And the tickets for the entire festival are $99, and it's a 4-day festival.
That's not bad at all.
No, not at all. And then you pay extra for, like, camping and then parking. So it adds up a little bit, but it's not too bad. It's still quite a great bargain. So Sean gets on there at noon. Sean and I have gone every single year for this thing, right? He gets on there right at noon. Adds the tickets to his car, adds the parking to his car, adds the camping to his car, goes to check out, fills in all the information, goes to hit the submit button, hits the submit button, and he gets some sort of error on the page. This is within minutes of the tickets going on sale. I mean, like, within a couple of minutes of the tickets going on sale, he's hitting the submit button.
Okay.
He gets an error on the page. He's like, oh, shoot, I don't know what to do here. He goes and checks quick the bank account that we used. And there's no money drawn out of the account. He's like, oh, shoot. He's like, should I try it again? I'm like, well, let me try it on my PC. And I'm sitting there and I try it. And I'm like, it's showing us unavailable now for these tickets. And the way they stagger it is once the Blind Faith tickets go out of sale, they go to like what's called like an early bird rate, which they increase the price. Right. Not by any like huge amount. Like we would still go, but it kind of suck. And I'm like, oh man, this is not good. So I'm kind of I'm refreshing the page going, okay, well maybe there's just a huge amount of traffic or something like that. And Dylan, you've played this game, right? I mean, you go to a lot of concerts, so you've probably played this game.
Like trying to buy tickets?
Yeah, yeah. So you, I mean, you know
all these tricks, right? Dark Lord, anybody?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know these tricks. You've been through this. Yeah. You've been through this circus before.
You know, like just to interject, like last year, like I did a lot of that pre-sale bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
What I have decided is that, like, fuck it, it really doesn't matter.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, like, you're right.
You know, like, if you're going to a really shitty venue, maybe, but if it's, like, a GA kind of venue, you know, or, like, a venue where no matter how far back you are, it's small enough that you have, like, that you'll still be able to see everything, it's like, fuck it, like, who gives a shit, you know?
Well, the difference between the Blind Faith and the Early Bird for the two of us was about $90.
Wow. Extra.
Yeah. Yeah.
So $45 each.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, I mean, does it hurt a little bit? Yeah. But, I mean, we'd still go. We understand, hey, you know what? Tickets can be in a high demand. I get that. So, it goes a little further, right? So, Sean and I are trying to figure this out. We're on the phone with each other, and we're talking, and we're trying to figure it out. All of a sudden, we see that the Facebook page for this festival post, hey, the Blind Faith tickets are sold out. We've moved on to the early birds. It's like, okay.
So what'd they have? Five of them?
Well, we don't know. Because they never really said how many they had. That's a mystery. As I'm looking, I'm seeing all these people, of course, just like bitching up a storm. Because last year, by comparison, they had these go on sale. And they were on sale for 45 minutes before they sold out, just to give you an idea. So they had plenty of them to go around. We didn't think it was going to be any sort of issue to get them again. We've gone, actually, every single year they've had this festival, never had any trouble getting the tickets. Or getting the early bird special price ticket, I should say. It's not like a festival that's going to sell out, because, I mean, there's, you know, probably 25, 30,000 tickets available for this thing. Because it's multiple stages. I mean, all the people aren't in the same area at once, you know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty crazy setup. It's like, it's kind of like Carolina Rebellion in a way, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's even more spread out than that.
I've seen the Oops. Pictures and yeah. talked about it before.
Yeah. So, I'm looking at the Facebook page going, oh man, people are just bitching up a storm and everything. And Sean, for whatever reason, he's like, well, let me check the bank account again. I'm like, all right. And he checks and he's like, okay, this is weird. He's like, there's a temporary charge on the bank account for the price of the tickets.
Okay.
So I check. He had used my email address to send the confirmation to. I check the email address. I refresh the page a few times. There's no confirmation from them or anything like that. I'm like, man, that's really strange. I was like, a temporary charge. And so we're kind of plugging around the internet a little bit, and I find out there's a customer service number to call. So Sean, because he was the one who put the order through, he ends up calling this customer service number to talk to a person there. In the meantime, I'm looking and I'm like, man, a lot of people are pissed off about this. And I'm like, I can kind of understand it. I mean, just because of the circumstances. The fact that, and well, I'll kind of run down the whole thing that kind of irritated us and why I think they're a bit sargy in this case. But he's talking with a woman there, and evidently she gives him an excuse that basically he didn't put the right address in, and that's why the order didn't go through.
Wait, say what? He didn't put the right address in?
Like the right billing address in.
Oh, okay.
But he's 100% certain that he put the right address in.
Alrighty.
Because it's weird, because he lived with my parents for a little bit, so he's got a debit card that has kind of like their address as the billing address, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's 100% certain that he put the right address in. And I'm kind of just looking and I'm like, man, that. So they had that temporary charge and the woman's like, well, it should go off at some point.
Right.
But like an entirely vague answer. Like, we don't know when the temporary charge, as of the last time I talked to him, which was like probably about 4 hours ago, is still on the account.
Hmm.
Yeah. No confirmation from them or anything. He gets that excuse. He tells me it. I start looking on their Facebook page for the event, and I posted on like a private Facebook group about the event, telling them what was going on, and people were giving suggestions about calling the customer service for the place that we called and everything. And they were like, oh, man, that really blows. Other people were having the same issue. So on this festival's Facebook page, I actually find an entire thread of like at least, I would say, 8 to 10 people that got the same exact issue, same exact error that my brother got when he tried to check out for the tickets.
Right.
Same exact response from the customer service rep at the ticketing agent when they called, and the same exact temporary charge on their account. So there's a bunch of things that I think that make them a Sarge about this whole thing.
So it wasn't even at the point where Sean was like, maybe I did fuck up the address.
Well, right. When I learned that, I was like, wait a minute. What are the odds that this many people all fucked up the address, all at about the same time, and all have these temporary charges on their cards because they fucked up the address? I would say slim to none.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So here's the thing, Jim, and I know you do some online ordering. And Dylan, I know you do too. You know, buying tickets, you probably buy some tickets online. Imagine, if you will, buying tickets for...
He sounded like one of those horror or Twilight Zone intros.
Imagine, if you will, buying tickets for a concert that is like high in demand, and you add those tickets to your cart, and then while you're inputting your information to cash out, someone else is able to go into that cart and take those tickets and buy them themselves. Like, they're literally stealing out of your cart to buy the tickets for themselves.
Yeah.
That's basically what their webpage allowed people to do.
That's crazy, yo.
And then, to top it off, you go and you hit submit anyway, and they put a temporary charge on your card, thus taking away the funds that you could possibly use to actually buy tickets for their festival.
Well, let alone the fact that if you really did, like, say if your brother used his debit card going, okay, well, I know I'm paying for these tickets, I got the cash for it, I'm just going to...
Yeah.
You know, well, do it exactly on my debit card. But to have the hold on it.
Yeah.
You know.
With no idea how long that hold is going to stay on there.
Right. And your money being tied up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of blows.
Yeah. I mean, like $400 worth, dude.
Yeah, that's whooped up.
Yeah. So they're my Sarge of the week.
I say that's deserved.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah. I mean, just the fact. I mean, what kind of website? I mean, you think about all the e-commerce that you do. Where, like, you put something in a cart, like, say you're doing, like, shopping on Amazon, like, during, like, Black Friday or whatever, and it's one of those timed events where, like, you reserve this product and you have a certain amount of time to purchase that product. What sort of website allows somebody else to basically take the product out of that cart before you're allowed to input your details to purchase that product?
A bullshit service.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were thinking. And that's exactly what we figured happened. Especially, we thought, okay, maybe Sean made a mistake. That's the first thing we thought.
Right, but like you said, when you start seeing the other people saying the same exact thing.
Right. When we started seeing not like one, not two, but like 6, 7, 8 different people all with the same issue, and then they get the same response back from the customer service rep at the ticketing agent. Mm-hmm. I'm like, they're basically blaming the customer for their mistake.
Right.
Could you imagine doing that, like, in a customer service industry? And either of you?
No. And I work in the customer service industry.
Well, that's why I asked you that question.
No. That like, the equivalent would be, like, if I got a case of...
Taurus the Tyrant, and somebody was walking around... Somebody was walking around your store... Somebody was walking around your store with one of those in a cart, and somebody else walked by that person's cart and pulled the bottle out of their cart and then took it to the register and paid for it and left the store with it.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it was. I just, it blew my mind. It just blew my mind that.
So now maybe this is a stupid question. Are you guys still going?
Well, there's a couple of things about it is we'd still be willing to go. We don't have any issue per se with the festival. Their ticketing agent we have a problem with. I mean, that is bullshit. But the problem with this festival is where it's located. It's a bit of a clusterfuck. And I think I explained this to you guys of how things work at this place.
Yeah, you got to, like, hike to your spot.
Right. And it's at a ski resort / water park. And you camp on the slopes of the ski resort.
Yeah.
And they have two places that you can park.
One, do you get to go to the water park?
Yes, you get admission to the water park. Yeah, but by the end of the weekend, you don't want to go in those on those water rides.
No,
Dude, it's a whole bunch of like dirty hippies.
What's the water park called?
Fuck, Montage Mountain is the name of the resort. I have no idea. I don't know if that's the same name that the water park goes by. It's in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I mean, I don't know what the name of the water park goes by now. But yeah, the parking is the issue. Is they offer a parking pass. Like I was saying, Sean added the parking to our cart. Basically, if you pay for parking, you get a parking spot in the lot at the ski resort. If you don't get that parking pass, you basically have to park off-site, and they shuttle you to the lot at the ski resort, and then you have to take an additional shuttle up the mountain to get to where you're going to camp.
Wow.
And the parking is incredibly limited at the ski resort. So could you technically put the cart before the horse and buy the parking pass without buying the tickets to the festival? Yes, you could. But would you want to risk not getting the tickets at all or having to pay even more of a price? Maybe not.
How much is the parking pass?
It's like, for the two of us, it's like $40.
$40 I mean, each? So it's
not, no, total.
I'd risk it.
I want to make sure brother gets the money back, you know, for the tickets, you know, before we actually like that the account actually gets credited for the erroneous charge before we actually sink more money into a festival that you know, I mean, that's $400, dude. I wouldn't buy the ticket for the parking without having the ticket to the festival or without getting the credit for the tickets that we were charged for that we were not actually getting.
Yeah.
Because that's, I don't operate that way.
I hear you.
So that's my Sarge of the Week.
It's a good one.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is I see other festivals and what they do and how they operate. And, like, if you go to the festival every year, like some of them, they'll, if you have proof of your purchase, they'll give you, like, alumni pricing and, like, an opportunity to buy tickets ahead of everybody else as long as you bought tickets the previous year, which is kind of cool. It's kind of like a little bit of just like a little tiny perk. It's kind of like when you know, like when you go on a cruise and you get that little perk of like an onboard credit because, well, you've previously cruised with that cruise ship.
Right.
Like, I don't know that you got one, Jim, but I think Dylan and Paul did and Liz and I did on the last cruise.
What's that? You got an extra credit?
We got like, yeah, I got like a $50 on board.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I did.
That was nice.
Oh, you did get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which Dylan promptly spent in cappuccinos.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was definitely alcohol.
I think it was cappuccinos every night.
Cappuccinos?
Yeah.
That's funny, I'm having a cappuccino style right now.
Mm.
I'm capping a chino off my night.
Yeah. But that's kind of like the analogy of like the of that perk versus being like a past guest of the festival. Like they would give you, like some festivals will actually give you a perk of having that early purchase ability, being a past attendee. And this one doesn't do that. Maybe they should.
Might not be a bad idea.
Yeah. Maybe they wouldn't anger so much of their customer base by, I mean, I don't know how many of the tickets they had because they really didn't publicize that of how many of the Blind Faith ones they had. And that really doesn't irk me as much as the outright lie of the ticket agent to say, yeah, you did it wrong. And when that's not the real the real
They truth. Probably fucked up and they're like, oh shit, what are we going to say? Just well, tell them they did it wrong.
Well, here's the thing is it's so much, it's like just a fountain of misinformation is like your festival that you're selling the tickets for admit, hey, yeah, 5,000 people all hit the website at the same time. So when you have that much traffic hitting a website like that, what happens?
Right. Yeah. Oh, it slows crashes. Down, times out, you know.
Right. Right. So what happened is they probably had a number of people that hit that website and it crashed and they were like, oh shit, what do we do when these people call and say, hey, yeah, we put an order through. We have a temporary charge. We just put the blame back on them. That's what their manual said to do.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. That I just,
Well, you got it. You get it, Mike.
But yeah, to answer your question, Dylan, long story short, yeah, we'll probably still go. It leaves a little bit of a sour taste. I mean, Sean and I briefly considered going to one in Virginia instead, but it's also like about two times as much as what we would have spent to go to the one in Scranton.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. And then we looked at, there's one other one that we were thinking about going to, but it doesn't look like it's going to be running this year. So there's that. So we're kind of, we're running out of festivals to go to.
You could always just do, Dylan Fest.
Oh, what's that?
You just come hang out with me for a weekend.
Mm. Yeah, that's
and
true.
And Jim can come too.
When he says Dylan Fest, I don't know if that means a party in his pants or.
Oh, it's a party all over.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about doing that at some point, weren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we got to figure out the right time to do it, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know you got some concerns that we might need to work around first.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Well, we'll get there. We'll don't you worry. We'll do that at some point.
Oh, I know.
I mean, if some of our friends had our way, Dylan Fest would just be up here in Rochester. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I keep seeing people making comments, or people make comments when I see them here, and they're like, "Yeah, we got to get that boy up here."
It'd be a good time.
We would. We'd make you a Rochesterian yet, you know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, boys, anything else for this evening?
I got nothing.
You got nothing? Episode 50, guys. I think we're ready to close this bad boy out. Here's to the first 50, and here's to many, many more. If you want to check out all that we've been through and all that we've done, hey, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
Hey, if you want to look up our Twitter history and all of our funny, fucked up pictures, you can follow us on Twitter at JimsBBQPod and follow us on Instagram at JimsBBQPod.
You can send us an email at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com.
You sound so unsure of what you want
hey,
to
and
say.
Don't forget, if you send us an email at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com, you can tell us what a Sarge Dylan is.
You can.
Yeah!
Pepper, like, I didn't get to say it, but Pepper was like, she was like, Dylan's a Sarge. That's so you can do that. Or you can go to www.JimsBBQPod.com and get the episodes fresh from this girl, so to speak.
Indeed. Or you can rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim's chagrin. Right, Pepper?
Bastards.
Hey, but you know what? I guess that closes us out for episode 50.
All right. Well, thanks for visiting Jim's Barbecue. We're always slapping pork butts.
Nice. That's
pretty close. But yeah, we've kind of gone down that avenue before, but yeah, we're always willing to slap some pork butts.
Always.
Yeah.
Who's not?
For 50 episodes, slapping pork butts.
It's been a fun ride, man.
Yeah, yeah. Let's keep it going. Oh, look at that. Sparkers Cream Soda.
Hey, that looks exactly like the picture from last time.
It does.
It isn't, but it is.
Wait, what?
It's still the same picture.
Let's keep this Daryl going.
Are we just going to name this episode Daryl?
We totally should.
We really should, shouldn't we?
You know what he's going to say, right? Like, well, they named it after me because, you know, I'm the best.
Let's keep it going, Hollywood.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why don't you get that out of the way?
What's that?
Go ahead, Dylan. Get out of the way. If you reference Jim Crandall.
Oh, we were past this.
Oh, man. I totally forgot. I keep forgetting about this shit. I guess you just put this in as an Easter egg, I guess, Mike. So, hey, Chris, I didn't forget about you. Go fuck yourself.
Yes. Fuck you, Jim Crandall.